Hey, welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that champions the local comic book shop. We're always broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU, McMaster's award-winning radio station. We're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. And I am Walter Duralia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, professor at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, Chris and I gather every week to talk comics, share the wealth of our lifetime devotion to the industry,
the craft, the art form.
Field, yeah.
You know, and it really is a lifetime. So you know what? You got at least, 35 years into it?
Easy.
And I got probably 30 anyways, yeah, 35. Easy. 35.
So that's combined well over 40 years.
Well, I'm not so good at math, but
Of comic knowledge. That, you guys are getting for free.
Yeah, well, free.
I mean, time is money.
That is true.
You can't really say
that. Paying for it and listening to this. Mm-hmm. But
and as always, we like to start the show off with Chris. The show off.
Hey, you know what? I like that. That was good. Start. Hey, before we continue on though, we have a new listener.
Okay, we do.
We do.
We have a new donor.
Ding, 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 ding.
New donor.
Got a new listener here. I want to welcome Tara to the listenership.
Tara.
Tara is a new companion to the comic culture universe.
Do you work with them?
It's her.
Do you work with her? Sorry, Tara.
You know what? I don't want to say that I do, but let's just say she's a close companion, and but already I'm going to tell you right away. She's already complaining that our songs are too long. We played music for like 50 seconds.
Oh, thank God she's complaining about the songs too long. I thought she was going to complain about Shecky Feldstein or something like that.
No, she's
I hate those guys.
She doesn't know about him yet.
Oh, right. So. Better that she does.
Yeah, probably. All right.
That's Shecky. Way too good looking for radio.
It totally is. I got a face for radio.
Yeah, I have a new listener too, and I just forgot the guy's name.
Oh, he said, that's
"Hey,
good,
I love your show."
That's good.
I said, "Fantastic, pal."
Pal, buddy.
And so hey,
that's a great story.
You know who you are. Thanks for listening.
That's so glad you're tuning in every week.
Hey, listen, new this week is brought to you by our anonymous listener.
Without you,
we'd be in the exact same place we are with you. So thanks a lot for coming in and chiming in.
That's great. Thank you.
All right.
Listen, so first up, as Walt mentioned, we always talk a little bit about comics on your local newsstands this week. And so I want to talk about Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, number 34. This is Twilight of the Guardians Witness, Part 2. As we've seen, there are some new villains appearing in this issue, some new villains going on in the DC Universe. I don't really want to go too much into this, but, here's the thing. Writer Robert Venditti and Tom Derenick and Jack Herbert are doing a great job of keeping the Green Lantern Corps alive.
Uh-huh.
I love their storyline and I love their art. It's awesome, awesome book. You know what? This is actually a good time to get into Green Lantern.
Fantastic. Listen, that's Hal Jordan and Green Lantern Corps, number 34. At your local comic book shop today.
All right. Second up, we've got also from DC, we've got Titans number 18. And this is, of course, by Dan Abnett and Brett Booth. They're the writer and pen doing the penciling. We got Norm Rapmun doing the inks and a guy named Andrew Dalhous doing the colors. But you know what? Brett Booth's inks or pencils are fantastic. The artwork in this book is awesome.
Really?
Let me just show you that. I mean, you know what? Unfortunately, I wish you could see it.
Oh, Chris, that's fantastic. Let me put it to the mic here.
Man, check that out, guys. Show the listening audience what it's all about.
See how that sounds?
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, Titans is a good looking book.
It's a good looking book,
and so if you get a chance, check it out. That's Titans number 18.
Wow, is that Wonder Woman there?
That's Donna Troy. Well, that's Huntress.
Can't really tell. Wow.
I can't really tell from there. Anyway. You're holding it too far away from me.
All right, That's a fantastic looking book there. Titans number 18 at your local comic book shop.
And you know what? Let's very quickly, we got to talk about the back cover. Back cover, just very quickly, we're going to mention, we're going to talk about later on the show, there's an ad for Happy.
Happy.
Happy is that new TV series, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that later.
Right, wonderful. All
right. Okay. Next up, let's talk about, let's go right into Marvel here. Let's go into Marvel.
Yeah, what's up at the House of Ideas?
House of Ideas, we've got Cable number 152 and
number, you know, 152.
What? Number 152.
Number 152.
Number 152.
Number 152.
We've got, you know, at first I looked at the art on the cover and I thought it was terrible. Then I realized it was meant to be terrible kind of thing. Like, it's meant to be a puppet.
I thought you were going to say, then I realized it was good.
No, it's meant to be a puppet. I thought it was, like, just really bad art. But in fact, it's actually meant to be like a marionette.
So it's really good art.
It's actually really good art. Right. Yeah.
Wow. So you're confusing me already. We're like 5 minutes into the show.
I try to do that. I try to do that.
Cable number 152 is at your local comic book shop today. Check it out. And you be the judge. Whether it's good art.
But you know what? I didn't even talk about it, but you know what? Let's just keep on going here. It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, didn't we talk about it?
It's fine. No, why
don't I pull a U here? Let me open it up. Oh, this is a good-looking book. It's got good pencils.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's got good inks.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do anything like that. I thoroughly read every single book that I peruse.
Sure do.
Yeah. Listen, next up. We've got Amazing Spider-Man number 792. That's getting up there in years.
Uh-huh, it is.
So this, of course, is by Dan Slott. Dan Slott's been doing great things for Spider-Man over the years. He's been working on Spider-Man for a long time.
You know,
time
he's got to go down the annals of Spider-Man as one of the key guys. You know, like,
I
obviously
agree.
In terms of writing.
Yep, I totally agree.
One of the key guys. And Stan Lee, number one.
Yep.
And then who knows?
Well, you know what? You got Stan Lee, David Michelin did a lot of great stuff.
I mean, McFarlane a little bit. Yeah. But he was a blip, really.
A blip, yep. Yeah. Yep. So, anyways, great artist. Great writer, rather. And you've got a great cover by Alex Ross here with Venom and Anti-Venom on the cover. It's Eddie Brock and Flash Thompson. Yeah, Venom Inc. is the storyline. If you're a Venom fan, this is certainly the one to chime in on.
Wonderful. Hey, Amazing Spider-Man 792 is at your local comic book shop.
Okay, so here, you know what? I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why people keep doing this. I'm going to give it credit, and I'm going to say I haven't actually read it yet, but I don't know why companies still want to make comic books about football.
Football.
It doesn't work.
Right.
And now, I'm going to tell you this.
Well, what's it called again?
This one's called Force.
Force.
It's by Action Lab. And now, Action Lab, I actually really like. They do some really cool, interesting stuff. They do Miraculous, and they do Zombie Tramp, and they do Dollface.
Right.
A lot of great stuff going on from Action Lab. I just can't see a
football
comic book. I just don't get
Is that because most football fans can't read, you think? Or?
I don't know if I want to stereotype and generalize about some of our listening listenership. I don't know. Anyways, apparently I can't read either. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if a comic book about football is really. You know, they've tried it in the past. They've tried Super Pro.
Yeah.
They've done a Denver Broncos comic in the past.
Did.
You know, I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just don't get it.
Chris, what's your favorite football team?
I'm actually, I like Jacksonville Jaguars.
The Oilers?
That's a hockey team.
No.
Oh, the Houston Oilers.
Yeah, they're not there
I was
anymore.
Thinking of... No.
How about the Packers?
I do like... I like a good packing once in a while.
You do?
You
like the Packers?
Yeah, I like the Packers,
about
Green Bay.
CFL? Do you like the Ticats?
I'm a Ticats fan.
So
Yeah, I'm a Ticats fan.
Wow. You and I talking sports went nowhere.
Yeah. Right, but you know what?
Let's continue to talk about comics.
Do you like NFL?
Huh? I've never watched the game.
Oh, well...
I mean, I probably watched the game 30 years ago.
All right. Well,
so I speak with authority when I tell you that I know nothing about football.
All right, fair enough.
Hold on, let me plug the comic for cripe's sakes.
We're here to
try to help sell these things at your local comic book shop. So when you're at your local,
are you sure about that?
Yes, I am.
All right.
When you're at your local comic book shop this week, try to check out Force number 2 from Action Lab.
All right. And finally, for those of you who are looking for a stocking stuffer for your little ones, Archie Christmas Spectacular is out on the newsstands today.
Warms the heart.
And, you know, as it should. And, of course, it's, you know, it's Archie. It's Christmas. It's $2.99. Fits great in the stocking. Why not? Go for it.
And Archie has his two girls. They're all drinking the same Kool-Aid out of the Santa mug.
That sounds terrible, but sure.
And God bless Archie. That's all I have to say. Archie's Christmas Spectacular number one is at your local comic book shop.
All right. Let's, you know what? Nothing says Christmas.
Hey, wait a minute, Chris.
Yeah.
I have to remind everybody that you've picked two or three here, and that's just like a tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg.
If you went into your local comic book shop,
you'd
see the rest of all the great comics that have hit this week. So
that's right.
Please go in and peruse.
And there's lots out there. Lots out there. So you know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here. And nothing says Christmas like a little bit of Christmas cheer. So here you go.
I think we found a new theme song for comic culture. That was great. What was that?
Bottle of wine. Bottle of wine by the Fireballs.
Love it. All right. Officially,
our new theme song?
For this week, anyway, our new theme song.
All right. Like, all right. Nice.
Listen, that brings us into the industry news part of our segment. And the industry news part of the show is brought to you by Santa.
Santa.
Santa Fe. Santa Ana. Santa Maria.
Santa Carolina.
Even Santa Claus.
Oh.
Good things come through Santa.
You know what? I've been watching a lot of those Christmas movies.
You have? They've started already, haven't they?
They started
now,
a long
time
ago.
Now, hold on. Now, let's ask you a question.
Ask me.
What's your favorite of all of them? It's a Wonderful Life?
Okay. You know what? Here's my answer. So, my favorite is not It's a Wonderful Life.
Right.
And I'm going to preempt that by saying I do like that one,
uh-huh.
but I watched it again last year or 2 years ago, and it's kind of slow.
Oof.
Kind of slow.
Right.
My favorite of all time.
Don't let me guess.
Okay. Actually, okay.
Did
I've
it originally come out black and white or color?
Okay. Can I pick two?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to pick two. Yeah. So one of them is
pick
black.
Them whenever you
one
want.
Of them is black and white, and one of them is color.
Miracle on 34th Street.
That's a good one, but no. So the black, guess the black and white one.
That was my guess.
Oh, guess another one.
I don't know any other ones.
Oh, come on. Sure you do.
Santa Claus and his elves.
No, that sounds terrible.
Santa Anna.
And the bottle of wine.
And a bottle of wine.
I'm going to go
feeling fine, girl. Santa Claus brought me a botany ring.
So A Christmas Carol, the original Scrooge.
That's right, A Christmas Carol.
But the original one that I like the one, the Alistair Sim one from like the 1930s or something like that.
Yeah.
That's my favorite old timey Christmas movie. Now my favorite new movie.
Tell me.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the one with Sinbad and Arnold.
No, that's a terrible. That's Jingle All the Way. That's terrible. You know, I actually went to go see that just to see the trailer for the new Star Wars movie that was coming out way back in Phantom Menace or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Hardcore Owen.
Hardcore Owen. Yeah.
No. Okay.
One more guess.
Is it the one with Macaulay McCullman, whatever his name is?
Macaulay McCulkin?
Yeah,
No, that's a good one. That's Home
What's
Alone.
What's that called?
Home Alone? That's not bad.
Okay.
No, my favorite newer movie is Elf with...
What's his name?
You know, that guy.
The guy that plays Harry Carey.
Sure. I
love Christmas.
I can't remember the guy's name now. Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh.
Do you have one or two or four?
I don't know if I have any. I think it might be Die Hard.
You know what? That is considered a Christmas movie. I was actually on. We were on demand the other day looking for Christmas movies to watch.
There it is. Die Hard.
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah,
I think it might be Die Hard. Because the other ones are all kind of I don't know,
too
sappy.
Too Christmassy for you?
Yeah, too Christmassy. You know, they haven't made a good Orthodox Christmas movie yet, Chris. I'm waiting for that one.
You know, these Christmas movies are good, but not enough guns in it.
Bulgarian one or something like
good
that.
Good Christmas. You know, hardcore Orthodox movie where there's lots of guilt involved.
Right. That's what we need. Right. Yeah, a lot of Greeks in there. Throw a couple of Russians in. A
couple of Ukrainians, too.
And maybe, who knows, maybe a Serb or two. Oh, man. All right. So what were we talking about before? My favorite movie is.
Oh, right.
I do like It's a Wonderful Life, though.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
And I do like Miracle on 34th Street.
Don't you know me? Don't you know me?
I know.
Yeah. Zuzu's Pedals.
I love Jimmy Stewart, first of all. Yeah. Who doesn't, right? And I don't know. It was a great movie. So, the modern movies, I don't know. They all got a little bit too sappy for me. Not sappy, just silly.
Yeah.
You know what my kids love is that one with it's the animated one that looks like live action animated, the train.
Polar Express.
Yeah. They like that one.
Yeah. That's, you know what, I find that one hard to watch only because I'm not a fan of the animation itself.
Right.
So. Okay. But you know, I've been. You know, it's Christmas and it's Sunday afternoon, and all of a sudden it's you find yourself. At least I find myself
With a bottle open of. Open rye bottle.
Yeah, and
nothing to do.
Nothing to do but watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
Right. Oh, honey, is there any more ice?
Hey, honey, Christmas Prince is on again. We gotta watch that.
Let's watch that, sweetheart.
Yeah, let's watch it again for the fourth time.
Just get me some ice. Oh man. Okay. So,
Christmas.
Yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah, sorry.
We got nothing on Christmas right now. So
let's, are we off Christmas?
We're
what
off
are we
Christmas.
Doing? Are we off
you
Christmas?
Know, let's talk.
Hey, Christmas is so yesterday.
Hey, in the entertainment business, Christmas is so yesterday.
So yesterday.
We're going to talk about what's going on next year. All right.
What is going on next year?
Okay, well, let's dial it back a bit here. Beep, 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 beep. So, Disney and Fox are going through a deal right now.
They're getting married.
They're so as we know, Disney owns Marvel, which means that they own all the Marvel movies. I'll call it the Marvel movies, all the Marvel Studios movies.
Right.
Fox owns all the X-Men mutant type movies. And Fantastic Four. So basically what's going to happen now, Disney's trying to buy out all of the movie properties. Fox is getting rid of everything basically except for sports and news.
Right.
So that means that they're trying to get rid of, they're actually, Disney's going to be buying up everything else, which means that now it's possible that there could be some sort of weird amalgamation of the Marvel movies and the previously known Fox mutant / Fantastic Four movies.
Well, there wouldn't be an amalgamation of them. It would just be Marvel having license to include those characters in future Marvel movies.
Okay, yes, you're right.
Which is what we all want.
Right.
Right? Which is what we all wanted from the get-go.
From the get-go, you're right.
We all wanted, Okay. So, going back to the beginning, out of all the major Marvel properties, there may have been a few I missed, but of the major Marvel properties, you have three players.
Yeah.
You have Marvel Studios / Disney, you have Fox, and you have Sony.
Right.
Sony having, obviously, Spider-Man, right? So all us fans, we all deemed, and rightfully so, that the Marvel movies were the best ones.
Absolutely.
The Marvel movies were the most fun.
100%. Yep.
But not only did... enough of us deemed it that they were the only one. They weren't the only ones. That's wrong. They were the ones that were the most successful.
That's correct.
The other ones were successful as
they
well.
They were, yeah, absolutely.
But what you found with Fox and with Sony is they were starting to run into kind of like a little law of diminishing returns.
Absolutely,
like each one was getting a little less profitable. Each one was getting a little more precarious. The meetings with JB. Look, JB.
JB.
Let's do X-Men 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but exactly. I'm not sure because now, the trend has been down.
Having said that, you're correct. As my uncle would say, you're half right but all wrong. Mm. There is small exceptions there. So an exception with Deadpool being the number one rated movie of R-rated movie of all time.
Right.
Did extremely well for Fox.
Okay.
And Logan, which also did very well.
Okay.
So there are a couple of movies in there that did very well.
So in other words, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not saying that because you know
you're saying that.
No, no, because X-Men Apocalypse was a stinker.
Right.
P.U. Terrible.
And Spider-Man 3 was awful. The worst of the Spideys.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you know what? You know what? I actually went to go see X-Men Apocalypse in the theater and we walked out. It was that bad. It was that bad.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I walked out of a movie.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I digress.
Okay.
So here we go. We've got Disney and Fox coming together now. They're going to Disney's buying out Fox properties. So now we can actually possibly see the X-Men characters be part of the Marvel Universe characters.
Yes. Yes.
Now, having said that.
And the Fantastic Four characters.
You know what? So I'm kind of harping on the X-Men characters a little bit because the Fantastic Four has been doing so poorly.
I don't care, but the Fantastic Four is, I think, what they want more than the X-Men.
You think so?
As a comic book fan and as a comic book movie fan, I'm more interested in seeing Galactus and Surfer in the Avengers world of the cosmic Marvel universe than I am in seeing the X-Men.
Yeah, but what do you know about modern agriculture?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, listen, here we go. So Hugh Jackman has now commented
Jackman
on the proposed Disney-Fox merger.
What's Hugh have to say?
So I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you this. So apparently he had an interview with Collider. I'm going to read it verbatim.
Verbatim. Can you do a Hugh Jackman voice?
No, I'm not going to try that. Right. Yeah, it's says
a bit
so
Aussie in ya.
no comment. He was being interviewed for his new movie coming out, The Greatest Showman, which I think is about P.T. Barnum.
Right.
Right. He was asked.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
He was asked if he ever wanted to return to the role, and he says it's interesting because for the whole 17 years, I kept thinking it would be so great. Like I would love to see, particularly Iron Man and the Hulk and Wolverine together. And every time I saw an Avengers movie, I could just see Wolverine in the middle of all of them, like punching them all in the head. Oh well, that's not going to happen. And it was interesting when I first saw that headline. It was just the possibility of it, and who knows what's going to happen. Obviously, I was like, hang on. But then I think, unfortunately, that ship has sailed for me. But for someone else, I would like to see Wolverine in there.
Chris, I can see through Hugh like a Joey through
happening.
I can see through Hugh like a Joey through a koala. Like a platypus through a... I'm not sure
baby
what.
Platypus?
Yeah, baby platypus. Yeah. Like something poisonous through something else in Australia. This boy is just negotiating. That little statement there upped his salary by $2 million.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hugh, you don't got us fooled.
Yeah.
Hugh, you're dealing with Chris and me.
Yeah.
We've got over 12 years of experience in the industry combined.
That's right.
You're not going to pull one on us.
Combined.
So, like, you know what I mean? We know what's up.
I think it's going to happen. Yeah. I think, and I remember him saying even before he announced his retirement, he said, when he announced his retirement, he had said the only thing that would ever make me come back to the role would be if I had a chance to be in a movie with the Marvel characters.
Make me come back. Yeah, I'll play the Wolverine.
Beep-beep-boo. All right, listen. All right. So there you go. So lots going on with.
I'm excited.
Oh, it's cool. It's very cool.
I'm excited. I don't know. I still don't know how they're going to get the X-Men in.
Okay, so you know what? This is not part of what we were going to talk about, but okay. I got to mention this.
They're going to get the X-Men in.
Why not? Why couldn't they just...
Well, because the X-Men are kind of just out in left field, kind of.
But there's been...
They have to rewrite everything. See, the FF they can get in because they're already writing that story.
Okay.
FF isn't in the story.
But here's the thing.
The
Marvel next phase hasn't been fully announced yet. Phased in yet, right? So why not?
I thought it was with the dark, with the Eggs Benedict Cumberbund there. What's his name? Doc Strange thing.
Yeah, but you know what? Why not get the mutants involved in that too? Somehow they can do it.
I'd love to see the mutants.
I'm sure they'll be able to do it. Right. I'm not worried about that at all. But you know what's interesting?
What is?
So, you know, we had Wolverine, the most recent Wolverine incarnation of Logan being an R-rated movie. And then we had, you know, Deadpool being an R-rated movie. But interestingly enough, and this is not on our script at all here, if we even have...
We're going unscripted.
We have no script.
We're going commando.
I was reading, I don't know if you heard about this.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, it's possible, you may have.
Okay.
That Quentin Tarantino has written a treatment for a new Star Trek film.
I've read that.
And but it's going to be R-rated.
Right.
And so now apparently Jean-Luc, Mr. Patrick Stewart himself, is now interested. He'd say, you know what, I would come back to the role if it was...
Quentin Tarantino,
right.
What was the characters again? X-Men?
Star Trek,
okay.
Yeah, So, you know what? I'm not saying that R-rated is the way to go, but certainly there's a liberation that becomes part of movies when you're able to have a little more violence, have a little more...
Well, you can swear.
Swearing. Yeah. You know, and
you can show buttocks.
And I'm going to tell you right now,
uh-huh.
If I saw some Klingon coming towards me with a bat lift, I'm pretty sure I'm going to swear.
Hey, did I tell you my Klingon joke?
No, go ahead.
It's, what does the Enterprise and toilet paper have in common?
What's that?
They both go floating around black holes looking for Klingons. Is this thing on? Hello? Oh, my kids told me that one.
Yeah, that's great. That's good work. Good work.
Chris, thank goodness for Gauthier Club Soda. That's all I have to say.
Hey, apparently Tara, when she was listening, she said we were that week's sponsor was Remy Martin.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Remy Martin.
Yeah.
They make a fine club soda
as
well.
They do make a fine
club soda. Very bubbly.
Very bubbly. Is it time for musical interlude? I feel like it's time for musical interlude.
You know, I think we've kind of lost our way a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's a way to regroup a little bit, maybe review our notes
while
the music's playing.
That's a great idea. So you know what? Let's have a quick musical interlude here. I'm not entirely sure what I'm going to play here. How about we go with, I don't know. Oh, you know what?
Whatever you go with, Chris, I'm with you.
Nice. All right, let's go with the old Glenn Yarbrough and The Greatest Adventure. And this one was from do you remember the old, what do you call it, Lord of the Rings, Hobbit kind of movie, that kind of thing, back way, way back in the day. Do you remember that at all?
No.
Oh, well, for some reason my music...
Play it anyway.
I'm trying, but it's just going to be...
Hey, why don't you and I sing a Cher song?
I don't know why the computer's not working.
We'll do it like a cappella.
Oh,
hey, why don't we have 5 minutes of you and me... No, 20 seconds of you and me laughing.
Why isn't your computer working for me? That's what I want to know.
Hey, let's go right back into... industry news, shall we?
Sure. You know what? Let's just... Something's not working here. Okay.
Hey, this next segment of industry news is brought to you by Nervous Laughter. Nothing covers up mistakes.
Nope. It's
like Nervous Laughter.
That's right.
So, thank you, Nervous Laughter.
That's perfect. All right.
What are we going to talk about now, Chris?
I don't know anymore.
Boy, I'm fatigued.
Okay, let's...
need a break.
How about we go with... Hold on. Let's talk about Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison. Who's Grant Morrison?
Grant Morrison, longtime comic book.
I remember the name.
Writer.
He used to write the X-Men.
He wrote X-Men. He wrote New X-Men for a long time.
That's what I meant.
He's written Animal Man. He's written Doom Patrol.
Well, hold on. Is he a Scotsman?
He's a Scotsman. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's been around for a long time. Does a lot. Been doing a lot of work. He did a lot of work with.
Think he wears a kilt?
I don't know if he does that or not.
No.
He might.
He's Haggis, though.
I think he did one of those crises. I think it was Final Crisis, maybe. One of those crises.
Probably a tightwad, too.
I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
Anyways.
I was trying to incite Chris, but he ain't biting.
Not biting. So Grant Morrison is actually... So this is what I find interesting about this.
Mm-hmm.
Grant Morrison, comic book writer...
Not famous artist.
No. He's going to be on the Seth Meyers late night TV talk show.
Wait a minute. Seth Meyers, which one is he?
He's
that chubby one that sings in the car?
No, that's I don't remember his name, but that guy's, he's British. That guy's
British. Yes.
Seth Meyers is the guy who used to be one of the news guys on SNL on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
So you'd know him to see him.
Right. Okay.
So anyways,
he's not Conan O'Brien.
No.
And he's not the guy in the car singing karaoke.
No, that's what is that? That's not Rob Corddry. That's
Vanilla
James
Ice.
James Corden.
James Corden.
Yeah, that's James Corden that does that.
Right.
This is Seth Meyers.
Right.
So you know him to see him. He's done a lot of stuff on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
So anyways, but I think it's interesting. So here we're gonna have Grant Morrison actually on Seth Meyers' late night TV talk show.
So what's he going to talk about?
Well,
how he's a comic book writer?
That is a great question. He's going to be.
I'm here for your own.
He's going to be.
So call me Segway Walt.
Segway Walt. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Segway. He's going to be on the show because he's going to be plugging their new TV show called Happy.
Oh, that's the ads that you and I looked at the back of all the DC books this week.
So basically Happy is about a guy that sort of, he sees, he's this guy that's sort of down out on his luck, and he ends up having this sort of, I don't know, what do you call it, an imaginary friend.
Uh-huh, and like a snuffleupagus of his own.
Yeah, exactly, that's right.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I guess what's his name again? This kid's name?
Grant Morrison.
Grant Morrison.
Yeah.
I guess he's going on Seth Meyers' show to plug this TV show.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Now, don't you got to be like famous to go on a talk show?
Well, apparently,
you don't plug something. Because my point is, if Hugh Jackman went on and plugged something, people would want to watch Hugh Jackman plug something. Grant Morrison. The viewing audience is going, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
And why is he on my TV set?
But how else are you going to get famous without starting that way, right? You got to start somewhere. Even Hugh Jackman wasn't Hugh Jackman before Wolverine.
That's not what his wife said.
Hey-o. I don't know about that for sure. Uh-huh. I've heard rumors, but I don't know about that for sure.
Right.
However, I would say that, you know what? You got to start somewhere, and maybe this is Grant Morrison's stepping stone.
Wow, wonderful. All right. Well, I wish Grant Morrison well because he's a comic guy, right? He's one of us.
Absolutely.
He's a guy that's forged in the kiln of comics.
Forged in the kiln. That's very wise.
That's all I can come up with at the spur of the moment there.
Kiln of comics. I like that.
All right. Chris, I see you're fidgeting with music. You're making me nervous.
Your computer is not working very well right now.
You're making me nervous.
That's okay. You know what? If we have to have a musicless show.
No. We're just going to have nervous laughter interludes.
Just laugh for...
Whenever we need a break, we just laugh nervously.
Laugh for a little while?
For about 30 seconds, and then... I think your friend there, what's her name, Nikki?
Nikki? Tara.
Tara? Same thing.
Yeah. I do have a friend named Nikki, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, to Nikki and Tara.
Sure.
Bear with us while Chris is trying to fight through our technical difficulties, but let's move on to talk about this these rides you were telling me.
Okay,
about.
So here we go.
It's kind of exciting when you think about it.
So I actually missed this storyline way back in the day, a couple months ago. Did you know that there were going to be 5 Wonder Woman and Harley Quinn theme park rides opening up in 2018 across various Six Flags.
Right, Six Flags. Parks. Those are big amusement
huge
parks.
Huge amusement parks. Yeah, uh-huh. Lots of money going on there. So Six Flags has announced 5 DC-based, 5 more. They already have like the Superman ride and the Batman ride. They've all got all kinds of crazy awesome rides. But they've announced 5 more DC-based rides coming in 2018. This time focusing on Wonder Woman and Harley Quinn.
Well, Chris,
I think it's fantastic.
Chris, would you ride Wonder Woman or Harley Quinn?
Hells yeah, I would.
No, which one would you ride first?
Oh, sorry. I meant to say that's a great question. But yeah. I would probably
it
say,
would depend on the curves.
The
speed that you take the curves
that's right,
at.
That's right. Yeah.
The dips.
But you know what?
And the rises.
That's right. I would have to say probably at first I'd probably go for a Wonder Woman ride.
Would you?
How about you?
I think I'd go for the Wonder Woman ride. I'm not so much into the Harley Quinn ride because a lot of weird things can happen during a Harley Quinn ride,
know,
I would imagine, right?
Yeah, you never know.
The Wonder Woman ride would be more...
A giant mallet could come out.
Yeah, come out and bop you on the head or something like that.
That's right.
So Are these roller coasters, well, or are they like a 3D thing? You walk in and you get accosted by 17 Wonder Women.
So here's the thing. There's different rides. There will be the first single rail roller coaster in 2018, dubbed the Wonder Woman's Golden Lasso.
Whoa!
So riders,
it'll be gold.
It'll be gold, hopefully. Riders will be seated.
Girls will take guys on that ride and ask them questions.
I don't know about that.
No, they'll ask them questions because they'll think they'll have to tell the truth.
Oh, that's true.
On the Golden Lasso ride.
However, riders will be seated single file, and they are transported along a single I-beam rail. So think of monorail kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Up to 50 miles an hour. Featuring a 90-degree drop and two airtime hills and a 180-degree stall and a 0G roll.
That's crazy.
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 Yeah.
Wouldn't catch me on that thing.
I would do it.
Would you?
I love rides. Yeah, I love rides.
You'd do Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I'm probably getting too fat to fit into proper rides these days.
I don't think Wonder Woman would mind.
All right. So then there's going to be a Wonder Woman will be the theme for a 4D. I don't even know what that means. 4D. 4D. Like 2D, 3D, 4D. I don't even know what that means.
4D.
4D.
Well, I can imagine. Actually, I can't. No, I think it's smell.
Is it smell?
Or something. So it's another dimension.
Into sight and sound?
I don't know.
Like Twilight Zone?
I don't know.
Six Flags Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico.
The Wonder Woman coaster. Which will be up 12 stories high.
They should have like one of those humidor wrestler rides.
Humidor.
What do you call those guys? The masks.
Lucador.
Lucador?
Yeah.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
I like humidor. Humidor. It has like cigars coming out of They shove cigars in your. You gotta smoke them as fast as you can.
Here you go, amigo.
Here you go, amigo.
Here you go, amigo. Take a cigar and smoke the damn cigar. You gringo.
I'm pretty sure we just insulted lots of people. Anyways.
The gringos, maybe.
Then you're going to have a new Harley Quinn ride in New England. In both New England and Texas, called the Spinsanity.
Spinsanity.
Yep. Right. And then finally, North California's Six Flag Discovery Kingdom will have a Harley Quinn crazy coaster. And it'll have loops and all kinds of going up to 70 miles an hour.
Wow. Well, that's... So that's cool. That's cool. That's just further infiltration of comic book properties and characters into everyday life.
That's right. Yeah.
You can't move. You can't go anywhere. You can't go into Mexico. You can't go into Northern California. You can't go into Texas without... You couldn't avoid Wonder Woman and all these comic book characters. No. Wherever you turn, they're there.
That's right.
And that's right. That's thanks pretty well, Chris, to you and me.
Propagating
comic book culture through the universe.
That's right.
Over these years.
Over all the years. That's right. So, yeah. So,
Chris, what am I? Am I moving on to the next topic, or am I watching you fidget with the computer?
I'm going to see.
Should I cue the nervous laughter?
nervous laughter. I'm going to see if I can restart the computer here, but you guys keep on.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to keep talking. Shaky Felstein sent me some Christmas poems.
Did he now?
Yeah.
Oh.
He goes, guys, I can't make it because of Hanukkah.
Oh, that's a
But
shame.
I'm going to send you some Christmas poems.
Oh, that's nice.
So, Shaky, I'm going to read.
We haven't really heard from Shaky too much.
While you're playing the music, I'm going to read you some Shaky Felstein heartfelt Christmas poems. Silent night is not a good night. So forget the calm and forget the bright, and let me book you an act to make it right.
Oh, that's nice.
That's him plugging himself,
act.
I guess.
What kind of act? Oh.
Well, he's a producer.
That's true. Right. Okay, that's fair.
Chris, you know, these things, they don't sell themselves. You got to laugh it up and help me out with these things. They're Shaky Felstein poems.
I can only laugh so much.
Okay.
Shaky. Right,
'twas the night before the show, and all through the joint, not a creature was stirring, because the old producer didn't have a clue. You can't produce a show without Felstein and expect revenue.
No, that's true.
So take my card and call me later. If not, then go back to being a waiter.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I feel like Shaky, since he's left the show, is becoming a little bit more jaded.
A little bit jaded.
Like, almost approaching Bitterman country.
Not quite there.
And one more from Shecky.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, Shecky sells.
He does, that's true.
Spots on Chris and Walt.
What?
You know, like ads.
Oh, right, right, right.
But if I don't get paid, I'll have you made and make it look like it's their fault.
Oh, that's true. Well, that happens all the time anyway.
Man, yeah, these things are bad.
They're bad. He's terrible.
Man. Okay, Chris, I mean, save me. Like, put some music on. Now, I'm the guy with the nervous laughter now.
I'm trying.
God. All right. Well, since you have no music.
Don't worry. I'm going to get music in a minute here. I'm rebooting things.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. What else do I have? I have gift ideas that...
I like that.
Yeah. Shecky Feldstein, again, sent me a list of, goes, Walt, I submitted these gift ideas to, I guess you can...
Like Barnes & Noble?
No. He went on to the Lions Club? Where do you go? Where do you go in the...
Rotary
pitch?
Club?
No, you pitch your idea.
Dragon's Den?
Dragon's Den. Same thing.
I like Lions Club.
Lions Club.
I like
that. Yeah. That's good. Canadian Club.
Yeah.
That's where he went.
Yeah, that's probably where he went.
Hasn't come out yet. So he pitched these ideas to the, what's it called?
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den, and he got turned down on all
of
them.
Oh, that's
true. He pitched the Iron Man laundry detergent for those hard to get out stains.
That's very, very true.
And they said, no, I think he was thinking skid marks.
But you know what? You'd think that, like, there's a lot of starch in Iron Man's clothes, right?
He pitched the Princess Leia bread maker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It makes perfect buns.
Hey-o!
He pitched the Incredible Hulk jockstrap.
Really?
One size fits all.
I doubt that.
He pitched the Wonder Woman facial cream.
Really?
Rubs in easy and evenly and leaves an everlasting glow.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
And they turned it down. Oh, and then he pitched the Power Grow batteries.
Really?
They last as long as you do.
Oh, well, that's...
And shut down on
every... very long.
Every single one of them. Chris, I'm trying to work my magic over here, buddy.
I know. I'm trying to help you out here. All right, listen. Let's just forget Christmas.
Forget Christmas altogether. Hey, why don't we talk about Christmas at the local comic book shop?
That's a great idea. Let's do that.
Well, I think Christmas at your local comic book shop.
Yeah.
Would be great if people went in and bought crap at their local comic book shop.
Is that your entire plug? You know what? You know how we should promote Christmas at the comic book shop? I think it would be great if people went and bought stuff at the comic book shop. The end.
The end. Make sure one of those shops is mine. No, hey, listen. Christmas at your local comic book shop is a cool place.
I agree.
Go in and support your local comic book shop. Never mind 24/7, 365, but especially around this time of year. I got to talk to you about this thing that you told me before the show, Chris, about Ryan Reynolds.
Yes, Ryan Reynolds.
Playing lead detective Pikachu.
So,
whoa. Okay. Like, you talking about the Pokemon Pikachu?
That is exactly what I'm talking about here. So, believe it or not, there's going to be a live action Detective Pikachu movie.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan Reynolds apparently is in the lead to... I don't know if he's going to be on the lead role of Detective Pikachu, which just seems super weird to me, but...
Well, unless they make Pikachu, like they give him a suit that's yellow...
But they make him human. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? They'll dress him up like Pikachu.
I think it's going to be like a giant Pikachu.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, I think that's what it's going to be.
They should make him like Dick Tracy.
But how's that going to work? Like,
well, just dress him up as yellow.
And what, we give him giant ears and
No, you just stylize him as Pikachu, but he's yellow.
No, that's ridiculous.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous than a stuffed Pikachu walking around solving crimes? Really?
I don't know. You know what? I regret putting this in articles that we should talk about. Here's the thing. I think he's going to be the voice of a live action, and it's very. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know. Okay, but maybe they're going to make some sort of universe. Okay, hear me out.
Okay, all right, go. You start. What if, paint a picture for me, Chris.
Okay, it's okay? Not. Don't think of it.
I'm going to be open minded about this.
Be open minded. It's not like the usual human town that we're talking about here. We're talking about a town that maybe there's all kinds of Pokemon human characters town. Around.
Like, is it going to be Who Framed Roger
Rabbit? Yeah, exactly. Roger Rabbit? Yeah, yeah. It's not a big deal to have, characters, Squirtles and...
Uh-huh. And Charizards and Trapezoids and...
Bulbasaurs and...
Yeah, and...
All kinds of things. Yeah, Trapezoids. I like Trapezoids.
And parallelograms walking around everywhere.
I think that's the math universe.
That would be a good movie. Never mind that.
That would be a terrible movie.
Are you kidding me?
Who would watch
it? Pythagorean would watch it. That's who would watch it.
The math universe. Oh, that sounds great. We can still look at... Ooh, hypotenuse side.
Wait apparently. A minute. I think I see pie.
Tell me, Detective Parallelogram. What's your thought on the theory?
Yeah. Would you like some pie? I'm just going to stick with pie. Yeah, that'll be the only thing I know from now on.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying it could work. It could work if it's some sort of universe that the Pokemon characters are all meant to be part of it.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that one, I guess.
You know what? I got the music going here.
Let's do you?
Need to have a music.
Because I got more stuff from Checky. He's texting me. He's texting me on mass.
I'm sure you do. Say,
guys, you're in trouble.
We know. All right, listen, we're going to have a quick musical interlude. We're going to come back in less than a minute. There you go.
All right. That's what we needed, Chris. You and I, it allowed us a chance to regroup.
Yes, it did. So listen.
It allowed us a chance to get some rest. Hey, listen, the final segment of the show is brought to you by the musical interlude. Thank God for the musical interlude.
Okay. Now you've got two boys, right?
Sure do.
Okay, so they're big PS4 fans.
Yeah, they are. So I guess you'd know this more than I would.
What's that?
Is it? Why can't I ask a question?
I don't know. I've been asking myself that for 15 years, Walt.
Is it? Are you a PS4 guy or an Xbox guy? Are you a both guy? Like how are guys and girls? How is it? You play one or the other, or like you're hardcore one and you don't want to deal with the other, or do most people have both?
Yeah, okay.
Or do most people have just one and they run with the one?
That's a great, great question.
Can I ask it again, okay, maybe?
Well, you can if you like. I don't really know what I would say more to it, but here's my answer to this is basically generally you're one or the other, right?
Right.
Now, I had a PS1,
uh-huh.
And then I had an Xbox,
uh-huh.
And then I went back to the PS. I ended up having a PS3.
Right.
So I did not have a PS2. I had a PS3. So you know what? I'm a PS fan. I'm a PlayStation fan. I've got for my purposes, I found it a little more stable when I was.
Do you have a
Xbox.
PS4?
I have a PS4.
Okay.
I like PlayStation. I like the way it runs. I like
right.
everything about it.
Okay.
I bought the PlayStation. Initially, I bought the PlayStation 3 because it had a Blu-ray player in it, which the Xbox at the time didn't have as well. So there's lots of little reasons around why I like it better. So do I like it? Yes, I love the. I love the PlayStation. I'm not really a huge fan of Xbox.
Of Xbox, no. Right. Okay. So you're telling me about this, what, Atari box? Is that a PlayStation product?
Okay, no. So do you
it's
remember...
It's a third so entity?
There are others. Nintendo, of course, has okay. Nintendo Switch. And
there's Wii.
And Nintendo, yeah. The old Wii. And there have been other contenders in the past, like Sega
right.
was a contender way back in the day. So Atari is coming back out again. I think one of the things that they're hoping to do
uh-huh.
is they're going to try and recapture some of the magic of their old Atari system,
right.
which was the 2600.
Which, what magic is that? Like really bad graphics and...
Terrible graphics.
And slow to...
Retro games. So
uh-huh.
you're looking at games like Space Invaders.
So the Atari still owns the license to those games.
Absolutely.
Ah, I see. So they're trying to update them and stuff like that.
There's not really a whole lot that has been said about the Atari, what they're calling the Atari box,
uh-huh.
Other than the fact that it's going to have some retro games attached to it. From what I can see here is that there's going to be some new hardware. The last time that Atari actually tried to get into the console business would have been 1993, and they came up with something called the Atari Jaguar, and it was a huge flop.
Yeah,
even though it did have cutting edge graphics,
uh-huh.
there was just something about it that people didn't really
like,
akin to. I guess I can
now tell now right. now. I don't know what I'm going to ask. Yeah, that's anyway what I'm going to ask. Like so. I don't know much about video games. I never play video games.
Right.
So, but I understand from my kind of limited perspective that from what I think I understand is that it's not necessarily platform-based as it is property-based. So, like, as far as I'm concerned, there's, like, three or four or maybe five massive game properties.
Right.
One would be Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the other one Grand Theft Auto still a thing?
Huge, yeah. Still okay. going, yeah.
And then you have your NFL Madden and your
yeah. Those are still. I mean, all the sports are still going.
But it just falls off after that.
There's a few. There's Destiny and there's Fallout.
Star Wars. Is Assassin's Creed still a thing?
It's still people still play it. They still uh-huh. like it. They still enjoy it.
I'm a layman, and yeah. when it comes to that, but I could probably name like eight video games. And when you think about it, that's like naming eight comics.
Right.
There's 300 comics.
Totally. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm
yeah.
sure there's 300 video game properties.
Yep. Okay.
But,
so
does it matter? Like, will these companies start making? My point is
yep.
for Atari Box.
Yes. So the quick question is.
Like, will Call of Duty make for Atari Box?
I shouldn't say yes. The quick uh-huh. question is, nobody really knows. Very little has been said about the Atari Box. I'm going to give you a quote here from one of the things. It says, Atari says that Atari Box will run classic games digitally, whether they're built-in or downloadable, as well as it'll also be giving new games as well. So
right.
I think they're trying to be another PlayStation. I think they're going to have... They're running a little bit on their namesake by saying, I think they're going to try to have, hey, you can buy the Call of Duty for the Atari or the PlayStation or the Xbox or even, the PC version. I think Atari is trying to get into that. They're going to have all the ports. They're going to have HDMI connections and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
They don't really know what they're... We haven't really been told exactly what they're going to do yet. But they are going to have the old-timey games as well. I don't know how much I would want to play Yars Revenge or Adventure right. or Space Invaders.
Which was the company that had Zelda?
That's Nintendo.
Nintendo.
But those games are still, I'll call it, they're still playable, right? Mm. Like, they're not... some of these old Atari games, they're just the graphics are so terrible. It's hard to go back.
What's the one with the frog where you have to is it the Frogger?
Frogger, yeah. Yeah, you could have got that on Atari, but you know, again, graphics are terrible.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You know, one of the reasons why it's funny, people keep on saying how Atari back in the day, how terrible it was, and you know, the ET game basically they came out with it and they crashed the whole company. And it's not, that's not entirely true. Atari was so successful that there was a point where it started losing money because every household had an Atari.
Right.
They couldn't sell more systems.
Right.
So they were already selling.
And they weren't smart enough, I guess, at that time to come up with a System 2 or a System 3.
Right.
What was the company, Chris, that had the exclusive one? Like, was it Xbox or had the Thieves or Assassin's Creed or something like that? There was one like about 3, 4, 5 years ago that
you know what?
It was only the Xbox had the one. It was a big one, though.
There's a few that PlayStation does that every once in a while. Well, they'll have only available on Xbox, and they're only available on them, and the Xbox is only available there, and they all have a few different exclusive games. You know, Sega, for example, they had Sonic.
Right.
If you wanted to play Sonic, you had to get Sega. It wasn't available on Nintendo. Just like Nintendo had Mario, right? So they all have their own quirks and whatever keys into whatever you're looking for. But yeah, so we'll see if Atari actually does well. Apparently, you can now pre-order the Atari as of December 14th. So that's tomorrow, I think. So
this is going to be one of those things where dad goes, "Ah, kid, I'm getting us the Atari. This was awesome." And then it comes in and it's like the kid goes, "Dad, this is lame."
Well, it depends because, you know,
The dads would remember the Atari,
right? If the Atari comes out and it has, you know, amazing games and amazing, I honestly don't know how the graphics are going to get any better. And this is a thing that I'm sure I said that 10 years ago. How could it possibly get any better? And of course, now it is.
Right.
But I really don't. I look at these games and I think, wow, that's like almost lifelike.
Right.
So I don't know how they're going to get any better. But if for some reason Atari has managed to come up with either a new idea or a new graphics system that makes things better, then all the power to them, right?
Wonderful.
So we'll see.
Wonderful. All right, what else we got, Chris?
We're out of time.
Get out.
We're out of time.
That nervous laughter takes up a lot of time. And thanks to Shecky Feltstein for texting in all those
terrible poems. I mean,
those poems.
Yeah.
And it chewed up some time. Hey, comic culture is written this week by Chris Owen. We're on comicbookdaily.com, getthepointradio.com, and we're always broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster's award-winning radio station. Please go out and support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day. Make sure you support comics and support the local area shops. Have a wonderful Christmas. We are going to be back for one show next week.
It'll be the big Christmas show next week.
Christmas show.
There's going to be, I can't promise, it's going to be a special guest coming in.
Special guest. Yeah. Nice. So we'll see about, and then 2 weeks we'll probably not be here, but then we'll be back again in the new year.
Right. And then, again, welcome our new listener, Jana.
Tara.
Tara. Sorry, Tara.
All right. Have yourself a great day.